Today is the beginning of the second week of a civil trial questioning whether the Aurora movie theater, where gunman James Holmes killed 12 people and wounded 70 others, bears any liability for the shooting. The plaintiffs argue the Cinemark chain failed to provide armed guards and other security measures that would have prevented the attack at a midnight showing of the Batman movie The Dark Knight Rises. On the phone to talk with me about the case is Scott Robinson, a trial lawyer and legal analyst in Denver. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you.
So what can you tell me as just sort of a brief background about this trial? How is it different from the criminal trial?
A civil case seeks monetary damages for injuries done. Since the primary perpetrator, James Holmes, is not someone who can pay a judgment in dollar damages, plaintiffs have looked around to find what we call in the business a deep pocket. That doesn't mean that there isn't any validity to the plaintiff's case, but the reality is that the primary wrongdoer is in prison, and the argument here is that Cinemark, the defendant, made possible the mass shooting by being negligent in the way it operated its movie theaters.
Mm. I'm sure some people think, well, they could certainly sue other parties. You know, it's come up the university where he was a student, you know, their health services or the gun manufacturer. So why are they suing the movie theater?
Well, the gun manufacturer's lawsuit is worse than a dead end. Mm-hmm. One of the Columbine parents sued the gun manufacturers and now is on the losing end of an attorney's fee award for the defendants. So that's a closed door. There is also pending a federal case, which does include claims against the psychologist and the University of Colorado personnel. But this case is focused right on Cinemark.
Did Cinemark or other large movie theater chains, have they changed their security procedures in the wake of the shooting?
There has been very little change in the security at theaters. Many theaters are now telling patrons to look around them, find the nearest exit, as though you were on an airplane.
Right.
That's probably a good thing.
Sure.
But we have yet to see metal detectors, those which have popped up, for example, in Major League Baseball and in professional sports such as football. We have yet to see people being wanded going into theaters, and one would hope that the employees of the theaters have been educated to the point that if they see someone bringing in something bulky under a shirt, they're not going to worry about outside food, they're going to worry about a weapon.
Right. The criminal trial, you know, which lasted for months and months, was very difficult. It was very emotionally draining for victims, of course, and even for people not directly involved. Is something like this, the civil trial, which will be shorter, is this going to be easier, you know, from a psychological standpoint?
You know, I think it's going to vary from victim and survivor to victim and survivor. One aspect of the civil trial is that it has been bifurcated. That is, one jury will hear the liability issues. That's the trial that's going on now. Depending on how the liability trial comes out, there may later be a trial on damages with a separate jury. What that means is that there won't be any of the really heart-wrenching, horrendous testimony about the injuries suffered by the multiple victims of the shooting incident. The focus here is entirely on security and security alone.
Right. Now, if this case or maybe the federal case later this summer goes in the plaintiff's favor, would there be an impact on chains like that?
Woesayers are predicting that the cost of theater tickets will skyrocket if movie theaters are forced to provide security measures for its patrons. History has shown otherwise. People will still attend movies. They may have to pay a dollar or two more a ticket, but it's not going to drive the movie theater business out of business. Just as security at Rockies games in Coors Field and at whatever Mile High Stadium will eventually be called in Denver for football games hasn't driven either the Broncos or the Rockies out of business.
Nope. Well, I really, really appreciate your perspective. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Very, very nice to be asked.
Scott Robinson is a trial lawyer and legal analyst in Denver. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.